Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with your host, Dr. Vincent Medici. If you suffer from health concerns and want real answers, not sales gimmicks, then stay tuned for the next 30 minutes. If you possess the faith to heal but lack the knowledge, then let Dr. Medici show you the way. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. Achieving health is a journey. It is an inquiry into the soul. Achieving health is not a vacation. It is a complete rebirth of you. Can you commit? So get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning and welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, your wonderful host. You're new to the show. The show's about health. I have a different perspective. I've been doing health for 20 years, not just on me, on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who have serious health concerns. I've run the gamut educationally. Get on the program guide to KTI to look at my credentials. Get on my website, straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc. Learn a little bit more about me. I have been in the trenches with you and your health concerns for over two decades now. And I am absolutely resolved on something I'm going to be preaching for the rest of my life. And that is, the one thing you need to do if you're interested in your health, if you're interested in holistic medicine, is to get more educated. If you see a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, a massage therapist, if you buy nutritional supplements, the one hole in the fence, and what this show today is going to be, well, the first of many shows to address, is you have to deepen your understanding of what you're doing. And that's the last thing we want to do because, you know, sometimes we have the money, we've got a little bit of time, but let's face it, you're super busy and health is not on the A-list. If you can get by with your symptom, if you can get by with your concern, if it doesn't really slow you down, well, then it doesn't pay to spend the time. But you see, over time, it costs. So for lots of people, they go into holistic medicine. I'm not talking about allopathic medicine. I'm talking about holistic medicine. The chiropractor, the acupuncturist, the massage therapist, the yoga. They go into holistic medicine for the same quick fix that your hospital offers you. We don't want to take the time to get truly educated. This show is about your education. I'm not selling supplements. I'm asking you to get educated. There's a big difference. And I came to this conclusion over the years simply because for me, as a doctor, learning and experiencing, because that's what doctors do. They learn and then they experience. They learn and they experience. After years of learning and experiencing, it became clear to me that the depth, that the gravity you bring to your understanding is really where you get your return. So it's going to come down to education. Now, if you get to my website, which you should, straighttalk.cc, I've been doing radio shows for years on the archives at straighttalk.cc. I've got 260 hours of blockbuster where the rubber meets the road educational forums on topics across the board. Every one of your concerns is covered in those 260 hours. So if you get to the website, you can start studying. Today we're going to go into a concept, and I'm going to explain to you the mechanism. And if you're interested in your health and you absorb this, better yet, you absorb it and act on it, the return to your health concerns are going to be enormous. So this isn't going to be about your symptom. It's not going to be about your back pain. It's not going to be about your autoimmune disease. It's not going to be about your cancer. It's not going to be about your heart disease. It's not going to be about your digestive issues, your colitises, your IBSs. This is going to be a show that's going to ask you to shift your mentality about how you approach your health. Meaning, when you fix a system in the body, when you absorb a concept, you fix many things in the body. And if you add that up, if you add up on the checklist of things you need to do for your health, your body fixes the rest. What am I talking about? I'm talking today about your liver. Yeah, liver and onions. Yes, the liver. The liver that on the farm years ago we'd pull right out of the cow, eat and fry with bacon and onions. Your liver, big fat organ in the upper right quadrant. Now, lots of you listening to the show today, listen to Health Talk Radio. So this notion of a liver flush is not a new concept to you. Yeah, you got to clean the liver. You got to detox the liver. I'm going to teach you why. I'm going to teach you the mechanism behind it. And that's my point. If you get the mechanism, it changes you. Understanding mechanisms, understanding this stuff is really backed by science. Understanding it's not hanky-panky. It's not just phony baloney. It's not a fairy tale. There's hard science behind the claim that if you detox your liver, if you clean your liver, if you do liver flushes, it's going to help many of your health concerns. But you see, in the trenches, you don't put it together. In the trenches, when your back hurts, you don't think about your liver. When you have a tumor, you don't think about your liver. When you have an autoimmune disease, you don't think about your liver. When you have Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or senility, you don't think about your liver. And that connection is what the show is about. So let's talk about your liver. And let's remember, if you get to the website, on the homepage, you're going to see a little icon there for KTI shows. The shows I do on KTI Radio. I'm on other radio stations, but KTI, click KTI, and drop down, you'll see this show that we're doing today is archived. There's no charge to listen to it again, but there's pictures. Pictures, and if you're at home and you can get to a computer, look at the pictures. If you're driving, of course, you can't. If you're too busy, you can't. But later on, as this show catches your imaginations, as it stimulates you to learn more, go on my website, straighttalk.cc. That's two T's, .cc, not .com. Go to the KTI button, click it on, and look at the pictures that I attach to today's lecture. I'm going to be doing this for a long time. I've been doing it a long time. Use the pictures. The pictures I select can tell you many, many things. Okay, we're going to talk about your liver. We're going to talk about liver flushes. We're going to talk about why you must create relationship with the liver flush. Not do the liver flush. Do it, but to create relationship with it. Different wording for a reason. Okay, concept. Concept one, the blood. The garbage that goes into your blood. Think about it. The bad air, the bad food, the bad water. Parasites. Viruses, bacteria, petrochemicals, heavy metals, all sorts of pesticide-derived chemicals, all the garbage, the junk that your body makes, all of it hits the blood. Concept, the brain is up there looking at all of this. The brain is always watching the blood because the brain has to protect itself. In fact, the brain has a special capillary system that buffers or protects itself from the garbage in the blood. So the brain has a very large vested interest in what's going on in the blood. And so the brain, through the nervous system, is always watching the blood. The minute the blood gets too dirty, the liver sits there. That big brown organ sits there like a vacuum cleaner, and it sucks out, it inhales. It basically conjugates chemically, but it pulls out all the garbage in the blood. And then in normal physiology, you got to understand the normal stuff first. It dumps it into these ducts, these passageways called bile ducts. Bile is this green fluid that passes through the ducts. Bile is made by the liver. Bile is used to emulsify fats. Bile is stored in the gallbladder. And again, on the website, straighttalk.cc, you're going to see tons of pictures so you can get the visual on this. But those bile ducts in the liver get dumped into as the liver pulls poison out of the blood. And from those bile ducts to the gallbladder, connects to your intestines and out into the sewer system. That's how the body keeps the blood clean. Now, here's what you don't know. The minute the brain feels that the liver can't flush fast enough, in other words, the liver gets congested, the minute the brain feels like the liver can't flush enough, the brain pushes the stuff in the blood into the organs. And your organs, collectively, over years, become deposits. They become garbage dumps for what the liver and, secondarily, the kidney and the skin can handle. Your organs, your prized organs, your vital organs, those organs you want to keep young and healthy forever, those cells you want to keep young and healthy forever, every part of you that you want to remain symptom-free and keep youthful and healthy forever, is impinged upon when the blood sends all its garbage into the organs. And that's what the brain will do the minute it thinks it can't clean the blood fast enough. So this thing we call the liver is a critical player in the game of health. We call it a shunting system. The brain will shunt the garbage into the organ if the liver can't handle it. Concept. That's a mechanism. We're going to see that mechanism work on so many levels as you listen to my shows each week. I'm doing quick 25, 30-minute segments, and I just want to put central concepts into your head. You get to the website, you review it, you look at the pictures, and you grow. This is different than what you're going to get on YouTube. It's different than what you're going to hear on shows that are selling herbs. It's bullet point education. It's bulletproof education. And if you absorb it and act upon it over the months, you'll take yourself to another level of health. I promise you that. I've been doing this 20 years. I've been doing it successfully on many different forums, and I want to share it with you today. So welcome my audience, my new audience. The garbage in the blood gets thrown into the organ system. And what does it do? Let's talk about organ systems. Organ systems look like a bunch of grapes. The grapes you pluck at Whole Foods, the grapes are on a vine. Each grape is connected through the vine to the rest of the grapes. And then if you wrapped cellophane around those grapes, that would be an organ. Each grape is a cell, and the cellophane is the organ capsule. And the space in between the grapes, this is very important now, the space in between the grapes is called the intercellular space. Just common sense. The space between the cells. Well, here's the point. Where all that garbage goes from the blood when it goes into the organ is into the space between the cells. The intercellular space, or it's called the extracellular space, starts to become filthy. So we're laying down another concept now. The extracellular space starts to become very filthy. As the concentration of garbage grows in the extracellular space, the cell, your liver cell, your kidney cell, your brain cell, all the cells of the body, those grapes, they look at the space, the filthy space in between the cells that the blood didn't clean and send to the liver, that the blood sent to the organ. Those cells look at the filth outside themselves and say, "Oh my God, what are we going to do?" And every cell, and you didn't know this either, every cell talks to every other cell. All the cells, the gazillion trillion cells in the organ of question, whose extracellular space becomes too filthy, all those cells talk to each other. They talk to each other chemically. They talk to each other neurologically through electrical circuits. And if things get crazy, they panic. They adapt. They have to find a solution because the space in between the cells is so filthy. And that's what you call dysplasia. We say that the morphology of the cell, the shape of the cell, starts to change in response to the extracellular space. And when those cells change their shape, change their morphology, That's when they begin to lose function. We say the cells adapt, but they lose function. When the cells lose function, you get a symptom. When the cells lose function, when your cells in the lung begin to adapt, you may get the beginning of emphysema. When your cells in the kidney begin to adapt, you may see that as the beginning of renal failure. When your cells in the brain begin to adapt, because the space between the cells is too filthy, you may call that early stages of Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, or senility. You may call it cancer. The point here is that your cells demand a clean extracellular space. And your liver is one critical organ designed to provide that for your cells. And when that liver gets congested, and we're going to get into detail on that in a moment and then tell you what to do about it. But when that liver does get congested, those cells begin to change. Now, you don't even need to have a disease to have this happen. See, that's the thing. If you go and get your yearly physical at your local hospital, they're going to tell you you're fine. It's not until things are too late that then they say something's wrong. And this is the point. You have to understand that I'm talking about things that can go on for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And the only thing you're going to notice is that you don't look like your high school picture anymore. You don't look like the person you were on your wedding day. That's what you notice. And sometimes you notice it on some people and not on other people. That's the concept. The concept is that if you're getting this, you'll understand that to clean the extracellular space is to keep yourself younger longer. Because as the garbage builds up, those cells change and you age. Now, what's disease? Disease is when those cells have to change so much. You know, there's three responses. Don't sweat these responses. In biochem, there's three responses of the cell to that environment. One is called apoptosis. Apoptosis means the cells kill themselves. The cells look at the other cells and they say, oh my God, this neighborhood is so bad, and they shoot themselves. A mass suicide. Lots of diseases are mass suicides of cells. Or they become senescent, meaning they go senile. They don't kill themselves. They just sit there looking at the wall. They don't function anymore. They're useless. And then the third choice, and this is fascinating, the third choice of the cell in response to a dirty extracellular environment is called malignancy. Cancer is an adaptation to a toxic environment. Disease is an adaptation of the cell causing apoptosis or senescence. Now that's a process going on in all of us. To slow it down, you have to make sure, and this is just common sense. Science is common sense. You have to make sure that you clean the blood. And that's why we harp on the liver flush. So there's that liver there, 6 to 7 pound organ, largest organ in the body, with all these passageways called bile ducts, making this green fluid that breaks down fats. The liver makes a green fluid called bile. And that bile goes into these passageways. And when you eat a fat, anything that's fatty, French fries are fatty, ice cream's fatty, the meat and fat, the fat and meat is fatty, butter is fatty, cream is fatty, milk is fatty, avocados are fatty. Any fat demands a couple of squirts from the gallbladder, and this green fluid comes down and breaks up the fat particles into little fat particles. Now that's the function of the biliary system, to emulsify fat, fat digestion. You lose your gallbladder. They take your gallbladder out. You don't digest fats well forever. Concept. Well, that bile is going into the toilet, right? You emulsify fat, and then the bile ends up being excreted. What the body does is it dumps all the poisons. As the liver filters the blood, it takes all the garbage, dumps it in the bile system, because that's going out into the sewer. The body's smart. It figures, hey, this bile is on its way to the toilet. And so let's just take our poison. Let's have Mr. Liver take the poisons it pulls out of the blood and dump it into the bile duct, since the bile's going out and being excreted. Problem. Concept. Over the years, the biliary system gets plugged up. It gets congested. It gets dirty. And long before you have a gallstone, long before you have an infected gallbladder, long before you have any real problem, you're getting sludgy in the gallbladder. Now, I'd like you to see this pictorially. So get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc, and look at the pictures when you have a chance. It'll clarify so much of this. Take 5 minutes and just take a look at these pictures so you get the visual. Now, when you drink olive oil, and I put a book on there called The Great Gallbladder Flush by Moritz. Moritz is the last name, M-O-R-I-T-Z. And Moritz explains why you take the olive oil, how you take the olive oil, and there's lots of variations of these olive oil flushes. And if you start little and you follow the guidelines in the book, or do it under your healthcare practitioner's advice, do it under somebody's counsel, but understand the value of it. That olive oil causes the liver and the bile ducts to pump, to move the sludge. So you clean up the biliary system, so you clean the blood faster, and so you keep the extracellular space clean. So don't you think in terms of your disease. Don't think in terms of your symptom. Don't think in terms of what do I do for my Parkinson's? What do I do for my cancer? What do I do for my low back pain? What do I do for my heart disease? What do I do for my arthritis? You listen to my shows each week, and you think in terms of what did I learn that I didn't know the week before that I can do for my health? Cleaning the biliary system is a return to your health that will influence all your health concerns. Do you see the difference? It's a vital difference. People think too mechanistically in terms of what symptom, what health concern, what do I do about that? Rather than what natural law of health do I need to participate in to get to the other level? Now that's a central concept. And I want you to make that concept real for yourself over the upcoming months. Because I'm going to add a show, a 30-minute bullet segment each week. I'm going to ask you to go to the website. I'm going to ask you to look at my 260 shows if you really want to get into it. And if you really want to get into it beyond that, or you're confused because you're complicated, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. That's my office in Costa Mesa. I have a health clinic. I help people design programs for their health that want to get educated. Not so much people that just want a fix. Because fixes don't work. Education works. Commitment works. It's just like my intro. It's a journey. It's a blessing. It's an exploration. It's joy. And we don't think of it that way. We stamp our feet. We cry. We curse. We hate the fact that we suffer. And that's human to do so. But there is another way. 714-850-1007, or get to my website. That is a wrap. Nice to meet you. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to go to Dr. Medici's website at straighttalk.cc to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. Godspeed. See you next week.